Hi there. The word for you today is on developing patience. In Romans 5 verse 3, Paul writes, tribulation, or trouble, worketh patience. How do you develop patience? Answer, through tribulation. When your honesty seems to go unnoticed, when your hard work seems to go unrewarded, when your kindness is rendered without thanks, when your helping hand is offered and ignored, when even love is refused. That, my friend, that is when patience shines in all its beauty. Paul writes, tribulation worketh patience. You've seen this principle at work in the development of your children. One child, overly shielded and protected, grows up to be a weakling without ambition and courage, destined to failure. Yet another, left to fight their own battles, to struggle, to learn through trial and error, grows up into near perfect maturity. The same principle applies to the Christian life. When you realize that each storm brings its blessing and each trial produces its rewards, let's look at three practical benefits of patience. First, the Bible teaches that patience brings hope. And I quote Romans 15, such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Isn't that a great verse? Second, patience produces spiritual fruit. Luke 8 and 15, the New Living Translation, and I quote, the seeds that fell on the good ground represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and produce a huge harvest. And third, through patience you receive what God has promised you. Hebrews 6 and 12 says, then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and their endurance, a la patience. Okay?